finding more papers. It's hard to find in the magazine. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on the TV screen, but it's on the radio. Truth is on the radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it goes. Talk radio. Double talk is all you get. And you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stattmiller. We're with you on this Friday, the 15th of December, 2006. Just what? How many days do we have here in December, April, June, and November? All the rest have 31. Well, we've got about 2 weeks left here of 2006. And somebody tell me where this year went. I've got no idea. I mean, I was just taking down the Christmas tree a couple of weeks ago. Oh, I'm sorry, it's back up again. At any rate, folks, all marching to the tune of the New World Order out there. Well, we're not here. We've got a lot of good people, a lot of good guests. We're going into our third year here at this network, and I couldn't be happier with the response that we have gotten. We have a lot of fine talk show hosts. We're not done tweaking and tuning. I think we're getting ready to put up another satellite and expand this network. If I can only keep up with it. I've got a tiger by the tail. I hope I can hang on. Let me get out my super glue. On today's program, I've got Frosty Wooldridge on with me. He's been writing for a number of years. He's done some interesting things. He did some two-wheel stuff, bicycling and also motorcycling. He bicycled 3,500 miles from the Arctic Circle, Norway, to Athens, Greece. In 2005, he motorcycled 20,000 miles through 48 states on the 21st century Paul Revere ride. And he's a writer. His articles appear on newswithviews.com, washingtondispatch.com, rents.com. He did radio on American Voice for a while. And talks about a lot of the issues that we talk about, and it's spot on. See, the problem I'm running into, not with Frosty, please don't get me wrong here, but I've interviewed people, and they're good on their subject matter until they get around to the issue of politics. And that's when everything goes to hell in a handbasket, because most people aren't familiar with the form of government we're supposed to have. I even catch some people calling this country a democracy, which is not. But they somehow don't know what the Constitution means. They have their opinions or what they have been led to believe in their opinions. And then there it is. And that's unfortunate. But I've read a lot of Frosty's stuff, and he's spot on about a lot of information. He's written articles just recently about the immigration, the unarmed invasion going on in America, deadly consequences, written about the North American Union, and a lot of other subject matter. So this is going to be a snappy time here with Frosty Wooldridge, and we'll take the break here in a couple of seconds and come back with him. I want to remind you, so I don't forget, and I always do this when I got an interesting guest going on here. This program, sponsored in part, I got to get used to doing this. Headaches Stay Gone, the all-natural cure for headaches. Another natural cure they're trying to keep secret from you. If you want more information on this, call them at 800-327-0727. If I said that too fast, it's 800-327-0727. Or go to the website, headachestaygone.com. Thank them for sponsoring the show. Buy their product. It really does work. We'll be right back after the break with Frosty Wooldridge right after this.
Bye. Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420. And see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420. Or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
We are here on this Friday, ladies and gentlemen. We have with us today Frosty Wooldridge. Most of the articles that I see, I don't go a whole lot to news with views. I'll scan rents.com, InfoWars, Jones Report, things of that nature. And I've seen his columns on rents quite a bit. And I've covered several of the articles. And I don't do the cut and paste things, folks. When somebody does an article, it is their intellectual property, and I have a tendency to read the entire thing, hopefully not droning on or make it sound like I am reading a piece of paper. But it's important that we don't soundbite people, that you get their ideas across in its entire context. And I like doing that with Frosty. Never boring. Always spot on. Good afternoon, Mr. Wooldridge. How you doing?
Thank you, John, and Merry Christmas. And it's a pleasure to be with you. You'll have to pardon my raspy voice. I'm just coming off a nasty flu and cold the first part of the week, and at least I'm still able to talk and hopefully make it through our interview time. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate that very much. Yeah, there's some nasty bugs going around, and seem like they get worse every year, don't they? Or is it our immune systems aren't as good as they used to be? I'm not sure.
A little bit of both. I've certainly got taken down. Once a year I get nailed, and this happened to be the week, and thankfully I'm past the worst part of it.
Well, that's good, because we're coming up on the holidays. You don't want to be sick during that time.
No, yeah. I guess not.
I've been reading your bio here. You've literally been around the world.
Quite a few times. I've been very blessed. I came out of college, and my goal was to bicycle across all seven continents and to see as many countries as I could. I was a United States Army Medical Service Corps officer during the Vietnam War. I then became a college guidance counselor, and then I was a teacher and a freelance writer. But my goal was always to see all seven continents, and thus far I've almost gotten 100 countries under my wheels, and have traveled from the Arctic all the way to the South Pole. One of my latest books out is An Extreme Encounter, Antarctica, and it's about my adventures down there. But the profound aspects of my travels throughout the world, certainly the trip from the Arctic Circle, Norway, to Athens, Greece last summer, a year ago in 2005, and even the one this last summer, 20,000 miles through 48 states on a motorcycle, has shown me and wisened me to the ways and the things that we face as a nation, and certainly as humanity faces. And Rince has been great to carry my latest series. It's called The Next Added 100 Million Americans, and it's now in part 12, and you can go to Rince, or you can go to newswithviews.com, or it's on 20 other websites. And what I'm trying to do is expose the fact that the United States of America is very much like the Titanic. It is headed toward a path that once it hits the population iceberg, if you will, and that we add this next 100 million Americans in just 34 years from now. That just came out on Katie Couric and Diane Sawyer, and in October, when we hit 300 million, well, we added 106 million within 42 years, and now we're going to add another 100 million within 34 years, and then after that we'll add another 100 million in 25 years. If we continue on this path, and I've already seen the fruition of it in China, in India, in Bangladesh, and in Mexico, which is going to go from it went from 50 million to 104 million in the last century, and is now going to grow to 300 million in this century. So if anyone out there thinks that the immigration problem is going to cease or it's going to solve itself, you are in for a very rude awakening.
Well, they're going to solve the problem. The North American Union calls for the dissolution of the borders, so
right.
We're not going to be a balkanized America. We're just going to be a mishmash of everybody.
Well, that's correct. And what most people don't understand with that North American Union, and I've written about it, is that you have to degrade the educational levels, you have to degrade the economic levels, you have to degrade the standard of living levels of American citizens to that of Mexicans. Now, I want you to understand that 10 million Mexicans have now imported themselves into our country illegally, and they're now living here. But the fact is, once the North American Union is passed and we all of a sudden open up our borders, the average Mexican works for $3.85 a day. And so what's going to happen is they're going to stream into this country, and they're going to take every job that American citizens won't do for $4 an hour or $5 an hour, minimum wage, and they will simply inundate us. And I do a program called The Coming Population Crisis in America and What You Can Do About It, and I give it all over the country. I was just at the University of Dayton several weeks ago. I was in Phoenix just about 2 weeks ago, and I've given it here in Denver multiple times, and I'm, in fact, speaking tomorrow night up in Loveland. And that is, most Americans don't realize that with this next added 100 million Americans, standard living is not going to go up. And one guy wanted to argue with me in the audience, and I said, do you know what the hourly wage is in China? He says, no. Well, I do, sir. They have 1.3 billion people, and the average hourly wage in China is 22 cents an hour. And so the fact is, no matter what we do, if we allow this North American Union and this Amero dollar start to happen or happen in this country, the American middle class is in for a downgrade, a descending standard of living, a slide into second world mediocrity and confusion, and lowering of educational levels, lowering of justice levels as far as crime and no crime. It's going to suffer more corruption. In other words, and I've said this before, corruption becomes a mechanism by which third world countries operate. And Mexico is so corrupt. Its history is, it's a corrupt and really a failed society. And it's corrupt because all the people on top crush all the people on the bottom. This is a human dilemma. It's a terrible human dilemma. But the problem is Mexicans have suffered under all this corruption for so many years that they have now enculturated it. And now they're coming into our country. And here in Denver, Colorado, just yesterday or the day before yesterday, we had hundreds, and in fact thousands across the country were arrested at Swift meatpacking plants because these illegals had stolen so many identities of so many Americans that they were doing real damage. Well, you can expect more of that. I mean, forged driver's licenses, forged birth certificates, forged green cards, forged Social Security cards are the norm. And so as we descend into that corruption, we too will become a second or third world country in enclaves and pockets around the nation.
Well, it's the balkanization process of America.
That's right.
I had Bob Chapman on yesterday, and are you okay?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, I had Bob Chapman on yesterday, and we were talking about, and he follows economics. He follows everything. This guy reads probably between 100 and 130 different articles per day. He gets up like 4 o'clock in the morning. And I ran some figures by him. And I said, is it true that 75% of American manufacturing has been shipped out of this country? He said, that is true.
That's right.
And he said, 90% of the country is now in the service sector. So we have, and by the way, Frosty, I'll take issue with your 10 million figure.
Mm-hmm.
All the Border Patrol people that I've talked to everybody that has been on the border watches, the citizen patrols. I've talked to just about everybody on planet Earth about this issue. And the best guessed estimate out there, and how are we supposed to know? Because they're illegals. I mean, that's what they do. They come across the border, get jobs, get with their friends or whatever here. They're already here. And we've got this figure somewhere at 30 million. Now, when you tell people that, because when you watch the news, they'll say, oh, the 11 million illegals in this country. They've been saying that now for 3 years. And there's better than 4,000 people coming over the border every single day. If it was just 1,000 and it went on 365 days, that's 365,000. So take that number and times it by 4. That's what's coming into this country every single year. And it's just not Mexicans. They come up with a term for it other than Mexicans. We got Guatemalans. We got just about anybody that can get to Central or South America or Mexico. They're coming up in this country, and they're coming unabated.
You're exactly correct. That figure of 10,000, 10-2, that's just Mexicans alone. In my book, Immigration's Unearned Invasion, I was really appreciative of the two Pulitzer Prize-winning authors, Bartlett and Steele, who wrote in that September issue of Time magazine that we're taking in 3 million illegal aliens in the United States per year now. That's about 10,000 crossing the borders from the north and south, and visa overstayers every night. And they actually said that what's coming into this country is a 737 airliner filled and 60 flights a day, every day, 24/7, 365 days of the year. Are coming into this country, and they really supported everything I wrote in my book, that we are somewhere between 20 and 28 million illegal aliens in this country, and they are all under the radar because they do not, and of course, employers who employ them do not want to let anyone know that they're here. They have become, the Romans had a slave class, the Greeks had a slave class, and now we have a 21st century slave class. And this slave class is starting to rear its ugly head, and at some point it will be like a backed up toilet. And once it does that, this nation, this society, is not going to recover from it, because there's not going to be anyone to be able to clean out the sewage lines, because we're talking about a backup of people that have no investment in this nation whatsoever, other than using it as a parasite of financial good.
Well, and it's one thing if they wanted to come into this country and this culture and assimilate, but
right.
They want their Reconquista, their Aslan, they want the desert Southwest, California, New Mexico, Arizona, Texas. They want it back because they're being told it belongs to them. So they're really not invading this country. They're just taking back what really belongs to them. We're talking with Frosty Woolridge.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you're mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com or call 702-953-0267.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's windowgenie, spelled J-E-A-N-N-I-E.com.
We are back. My guest today, Frosty Woolridge, and I was just looking over your bio here. Michigan State University graduate, 1970. Ooh,
yes, sir.
A Spartan.
Yes, sir.
I'm glad you didn't have anything to do with those Wolverine guys down further south there. you worked as a college guidance counselor for 6 years. You took up a career of teaching in math and science in Denver. You became an 18-wheel truck driver, a dance teacher, a ski instructor for the handicapped. Now, that's an interesting job.
I'm still doing that, actually. I have a refresher clinic tomorrow. I teach those who are blind, those who are amputees. In fact, Iraqi amputees, I've already taught a few of them. I've been 15 years in a program. It's the largest volunteer program in the world to help those with cerebral palsy or MS or MD or traumatic brain injury to learn how to ski. We have sit skis and bi skis and mono skis, and what we do is tether them and teach them and show them how to have a great time on the slopes. And it's been a very special, and for those of you who'd like to check it out, just go to the National Sports Center for the Disabled, Winter Park, Colorado, and bring your friends, whoever would like to learn how to ski, no matter what their disability. We really can help them out And it is a very, for me, it's a very passionate undertaking, and it's been a love of volunteering and sharing, and for those less fortunate, giving them a chance to have a day on the ski slope.
That's got to do great things for their self-esteem, because most people think that handicapped people, well, they're just little cripples and whatever else, and to go out there and do what any young man would go out on a ski slope and do, that's got to be fantastic for them.
Oh, it really is, and they are the most courageous people in the world, and they're just like you and I. They just want to go out and live their lives just like we do, and they have the great courage, and some of them don't have both hands, some of them don't have both legs, some of them are quadruple amputees, some are quads, and there's paras and so forth, some can't see, but we have thousands come through there every year at Winter Park, and it is just a privilege to work with them, and it's an honor, and I'm in my 15th season. And it's a great moment for them, and it's a great moment for us, and also it really makes any human being appreciate their gifts of just having hands and eyes to see, and I'm just very thankful, and it's a real special pleasure now.
You know, it's fascinating. I mean, most people with a handicap, how people treat them, you know, and this always fascinated me, Frosty, because if you have a disability, and a lot of these people have disabilities from birth, they can't hear, or their sight, they've never had sight. To them, it's just business as usual. But it's always uncomfortable to see how people treat people with a handicap, and these people don't want to be treated that way. They know that they have some handicaps. There's things that they cannot do that other people can do, but that it by no stretch of the imagination limits these people. And it always got me how people treated people that were wheelchair bound or had handicaps. These people just want to be accepted as being people.
Oh, that's exactly correct, and that's the way I have learned. As a former U.S. Army Medical Service Corps officer, I took care of the burn patients and amputees and body bags coming back from Vietnam. I served down in Fort Sam Houston and Fort Benning, Georgia, and Fort Riley, Kansas. And one of the things I learned through that experience is that when somebody chooses to live and they chooses to go on, whether they have one or two legs gone or they can't see or they have crippling, you know, whatever, they're just like you and I are. They just want to live their lives, and they don't dwell on what they don't have. They simply work with what they do have, and that great courage is what separates them from those who, you know, moan and complain about their lives or simply whine and don't, you want to make excuses. They don't make excuses. They get out there and they go after life. And for me, it's been a 15 seasons now, honor and learning, just a great school of learning, because each and every one of them is, again, just like you and me. They've got their own dreams. They've got their own hopes. They write books. They're actors, actresses. They're sports nuts. They just love life just like you and I do. So I have learned a great deal from all of my students over the years.
I was going to say, I mean, you've been a heavy equipment trainer, a volunteer, inner-city program that you presented to hundreds of schools across the nation. It was entitled Alcohol, Drugs, and Unique Alternatives. You've also been a cardiac catheterization technician. My goodness, you've had more jobs and different things than most people have bought changes of underwear in their lives.
Well, you know, and thank you on that, John. One of the things that I think people might appreciate, especially because as a teacher I was paid such fantastic wages that I was starving by June, so I had to have a summer job. And as a United Van Lines truck driver, I moved furniture across 48 states in Canada for over 20 summers. And that job really gave me a appreciation for and what has been happening to America. I, you know, there was just last week, Tom Tancredo had death threats because he was going to go back down to Miami, where he had titled that city of Miami as a third world city or third world country. And amazingly enough, I watched Miami because I was on the Florida fleet. I ran Denver to Florida once a week, and I would deliver people down into Miami and so forth. And boy, back in the 70s, late 70s, early 80s, it was a beautiful city, and it was a city of, you could speak English everywhere, and it was clean, and it was no drugs, there's no crime, schools were fantastic. Well, guess what? In the last 25 years, Miami is exactly what Tom Tancredo said. It is a third world city. There's more crime, there's more prejudice, there's more racism, there's more separation, balkanization than any place else besides Chicago or Los Angeles.
I was down there, oh gosh, over 35 years ago. And down there then, basically the Cubans were taking over Miami. It's different now. We'll be right back, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Can't You Bet Satellite is here. RBN is now offering a brand new way to hear your favorite programs. Listening to RBN via satellites is easy on the ears. Clean digital audio combined with consistently reliable reception anywhere in North America. KU utilizes a 30-inch dish and receiver similar to the equipment the subscription satellite TV services use. In fact, this satellite receiver also picks up a lot of television and music channel programming, even other talk radio networks. All of this with absolutely no monthly subscription fees, ever. Take advantage of our introductory offer and order your KU dish receiver today for only $149 plus shipping and handling, and begin enjoying our highest quality audio available 365 days a year. Visit our website, www.rbnlive.com, for more information, or call 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Clean, consistent, and affordable.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Yeah, what Frosty Wooldridge was referring to is Tom Tancredo from Colorado had to cancel his Miami trip. And there's...
had death threats.
Yeah, there's... And Miami Police Detective Willie Moreno said that the department was looking into the report but declined to give any details. He said, we're not calling it a threat.
And I would call it a third world condition.
Yeah.
And having seen the transformation of Miami personally, not only as an educator but also as an 18-wheeler truck driver, one of the things people ask why I have so much information on what I write about and why I have seemed to have the almost abuse that gives me all this information. Well, the fact is, I've bicycled across the United States six times now. I've trucked driven across the United States in an 18-wheeler for over 23 summers, and I've seen every nook and cranny of this country. I've seen the balkanization, the language crisis. I've seen the educational systems collapse. As a teacher, as an educator, as a college guidance counselor, I have had an extraordinary resume of living that very few people get a chance to experience. Having been able to go all the way from the Arctic Ocean all the way down to the South Pole, and also be a farm boy. I mean, I grew up on a farm in Michigan, for heaven's sakes. But at the same time, my father was a United States Marine for 27 years, and I got to travel. And so I was given a gift of this extraordinary life experience of not only education. I have a postgraduate degree in English, along with my teaching certificate, of experiencing life and experiencing the world, not only from the high echelons of a college, guidance counselor and the white-collar work and a teacher, and I've taught at quite a few colleges such as the University of Colorado and Regis and Cornell and so forth, creative writing and environmental sciences, and in creating these programs, I'm a product of those experiences, and they give me a heads up on stuff that most people just don't even have a clue. And that's why I write so passionately, because most people don't realize how much danger this country is in. This country is in extreme danger. And that's why I do what I can to get that out and become essentially a Paul Revere. I'm a Paul Revere that's trying to get the country warned so that it can take action to save itself. Or otherwise, we will fall into the dustbin of history, much like Rome. Really,
and the problem is that we're not going to depend on our politicians to do that, because they're the ones that got us in the first place. And right. What we're sorely lacking in, it's not that people don't care, Frosty,
but
what we're sorely lacking in is the ability to organize.
That's exactly correct.
And it's fascinating to me. I mean, we're sitting here watching Rome burn, and there's so many issues on the table, almost too many. And I don't care if you want to talk about the funny money system that they instituted, the illegal IRS. I don't care if it's North American Union. I don't care if it was September 11, 2001. We have a criminal cabal running this country, centered out of Washington, D.C. And these people are so compromised. These so-called senators and congressmen are so compromised that I don't think that they dare speak against somebody else's little bailiwick because they'll be blackmailed or banished or whatever the case may be. It's fascinating to me to sit and watch this, but I feel the hunger and I feel the need of the people out there to make this change, but they don't know how to go about doing it.
And that's why I have on my website, FrostyWooldridge.com, and I recommend to every American listening out there to tell all your friends, go to my website. It's free. There's a 26-point action plan and a letter that you can download and send to 10 of your friends, which then sends to 10 of your friends, and you can reach thousands and thousands of people to create what I call a counter-critical mass of aware and active American citizens who are ready to fight for their country. And I really implore you and invite you to join such organizations for free, numbersusa.com with Roy Beck, and become a weekly faxer of pre-written letters sent to you. Have a very busy lifestyle. It takes you 5 minutes. You can make a change your history of your country by simply adhering to and becoming a part of Numbers USA. Also, thesocialcontract.com is a brilliant website with tremendous information to help you. Also, alipac.us, along with William Gein in North Carolina, is just brilliant. That's alipac.us. And, of course, carryingcapacity.org in California with David Durham is incredible. But you'll get all that information, and so you won't be blind, and you can join the programs and immigration groups in your state. We are now organizing across the nation to secure our nation, because the fact is the Senate and the House of Representatives are bought off by corporations, and they will not. They do not represent you any longer, and that we are at risk. We're, ladies and gentlemen, and John knows this as well as I do, we're going to add 100 million more people in the next 34 years. And these people are going to be from foreign countries, mostly high school dropouts, and mostly don't speak English, and mostly have no concept of a Republican form of government. And they're going to be dropped at our feet and in our schools and in our culture, and in our very being of our nation, and they will not assimilate, they cannot assimilate, and they're not going to assimilate, and we're going to be left with the same kinds of consequences that now befall the rest of the countries of the world that are at war with themselves, whether it's Lebanon, or whether it's Israel and Palestine, or whether it's Paris, France, or whether it's London, England, Holland, Amsterdam, Belgium. These countries have immigrated themselves into suicide. And we're headed for the same results, and it's just a matter of time. So we either change it by stopping it, or we simply become victims of it.
Well, and we're being victimized. I'm down here in Texas, and I got to tell you what. You know, if we just had a program, just a program, our police have become emboldened and empowered with more the so-called authority, let's just call it. But what, regular traffic cops during routine traffic stops, they run across the illegals, they should be able to arrest them, put them in jail. The ICE people should be coming to pick them up and putting them back across the border. But first, what needs to be done is that southern border needs to be sealed shut.
Exactly right. It needs to be, and I've called for that for the last 3 or 4 years. We need to lock down the borders. We need a 10-year moratorium on all immigration. We do not need any more immigrants in this country. And we need to go back to less than 100,000 per year if we need them after the 10-year moratorium. Because if we don't do that, we are going to end up with 100 million more people in this country. And whatever you understand or don't understand about that number, we are exceeding the carrying capacity. They're in Texas. By 2025, you are expected to grow, and I'm looking at the figures right here, and my brother comes from Fort Worth, Texas. He's the only man in America, or the only Texan in the 21st century to ride a horse coast to coast across America, and I'm proud of that. But here, I've got the figures. Texas is going to grow by 12 million people because of immigration by 2025. Ladies and gentlemen, that is a blink in time. You're going to add 12 million to Texas. Can you imagine the car jams, the air pollution, the lack of water to supply 12 million more people in Texas?
Don't worry. Rick Perry has got an idea.
Yeah, well, Rick's...
We're putting up toll roads all over the place.
Rick needs to get into the 21st century because he's just languishing in the 20th. Here's what's going to happen to Texas. Now, I think right now Texas has a population of, what, 22 million? Mm-hmm. I think it's 22 million. 22 or 23 million. You're going to grow to well over 35 million by 2025. But by 2050, Texas, with this SB 2611 amnesty by Pelosi and the Senate, you're going to grow from the current 22 million in Texas to 48.1 million. By 2025. That's according to the Federation for American Immigration Reform, projecting the U.S. population to 2050. That's by Jack Martin and Stanley Fogel. You can go to the website, fairus.org, and it'll give you the info. It's March 2006. Ladies and gentlemen, and I ask you to consider this, how many people in Texas would like to see the state of Texas double, more than double its population from the current mess that you're already in? And I've trucked all over Texas. I've trucked down to Brownsville. I've trucked to San Padre Island. I've been through Houston more times, sweated myself half to death loading furniture and unloading it. I've been all over Dallas. I've bicycled across the state of Texas twice. It took me 8 days on my coast-to-coast rides. I know Texas. Texas is a part of me. My brother lives there. How many of you out there in that audience think or want to see Texas grow to 48 million from its current 22 million?
Well,
it's almost mind-boggling, isn't it?
You know, you look at Houston. That's one of the largest cities in Texas.
Right.
And I'll tell you what, the crime rate is absolutely through the roof.
That's right.
It didn't help when we had some Katrina evacuees up here, and they. I don't want to be unkind to the honest people that came up, but a lot of criminals came up here too.
We have
illegals. We've got gang activity. We got drug dealing. I'll tell you, my 16-year-old went up to play in a card tournament. They went to a restaurant. They were in the restaurant for 20, 25 minutes. They came back out. Their car was broken into. The time before that, I went up there to see a friend. His car was broken into. So, you know, folks, what we're talking about here, you might be sitting in your living room right now. You might be living in a gated community. You might be in a better community. But you need to get out and see what's going on. And not only just here in Texas, it's all around the country. It's absolutely, absolutely abhorrent. And and you're right, Frosty, you're spot on about this. Because these people who are coming across this border, remember back in 92 when they were passing NAFTA?
Right.
They wanted the public support. Oh, don't worry, this is gonna help America. This is gonna create jobs in America. It's gonna lessen the immigration problem we have with Mexico because they're gonna be making better wages, they're gonna be able to build their infrastructure and everything is gonna be just fine. But in the same breath, they would tell you, well, we're seeking to level the playing field. Now, we had the highest standard of living. I don't know where we are on a scale now in the world, but we had the highest standard of living of any country on this planet. And we, in a short span of a couple hundred years, we built a pretty good country.
Yes, we did.
Now we're watching this just absolutely disintegrate before our very eyes, and nobody from Washington, D.C., and anybody out there that breathed a sigh of relief because, well, we busted up the neocon party and, you know, we threw those Republicans out that are just self-centered and they're for big business and they don't care. Well, guess what? You got Nancy Pelosi in there now, Speaker of the House. You mentioned the immigration bill. They are going to get their way. They're going to ignore the public out there. When NAFTA passed, the faxes, the emails, the letters, the phone calls going over to Washington, D.C., 90% of the people were telling these politicians in Washington, don't do this. But they went ahead and did it anyhow. And they're going to keep doing these things, irrespective of the opinions or whatever of the American people.
That's exactly right, John. And I wrote a piece that you may have read last week. It was The President Wears No Clothes. And not only does the president wear no clothes, but neither does the Senate or the House. These men and women that are now serving as elected officials in this Republican form of government are serving the god-awful dollar. They simply are serving corporations who are multinational corporations based in this country, but sucking the blood out of the rest of the world. And China is eating us alive. If you think we're going to recover from this thing, understand that GM and Ford said just last year that they're going to close down all their plants and they're going to lose 60,000 jobs. Well, that's not only the 60,000 manufacturer of cars up there and all the workers up there, all the ancillary jobs of plastic and chrome and glass and rubber.
The domino effect.
It's a cascade domino effect, and they're now, Michigan alone is losing 1,000 manufacturing jobs a week. And when I rode through Michigan this summer on the 21st Century Paul Revere ride, and for those of you who are interested in that ride, it was a quite a classic ride. We reached 95 television interviews, 90 newsprint, and 60 radio shows, and we reached 20 million people on ABC, NBC, CBS, and Fox, and you name it. We saw, going to Detroit, it's being transformed into a Middle Eastern city. They have prayer flags from Muslim land, and they have songs of Muslim and people bowing in the streets in Detroit. It looks like it's Baghdad. It's not Detroit anymore. And I used to work out of Detroit. But they have row upon row, mile after mile of a for sale or for lease, 100,000 square feet, 200,000 square feet. Manufacturing warehouse after manufacturing warehouse, completely empty, and no one's buying it up because there's simply no more manufacturing jobs. And this has been done by this president and the last president and the president before him. This outsourcing and the insourcing and the offshoring of jobs is now made China, which has that, again, 1.3 billion people. They'll work those jobs for 22 cents an hour. In fact, John, I'll give you an example. I wrote a piece on the H-1B visa scam along with Dr. Gene Nelson, and some Madras Indian wrote back to me, and he says, Mr. Woldridge, he says, I guess you don't like us because I'm one of those people in Madras, India, and we have your outsourced job, but we can do it a lot cheaper because we got a 1.1 billion people here in India. And besides, you American citizens, you have lived an artificially high standard of living for far too long. It's time that you drop down to the poverty levels of the third world.
Oh, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. So I wrote back and I said, you know, is it possible that India, which I've traveled through, And you talk about a horror story. The nightmare of poverty that's there is just beyond. No one here can understand that kind of misery. But I said, is it possible that that India has an artificially low standard of living because it has an artificially high overpopulation of 1.1 billion? Wouldn't you be better off with a measly 300 million people population like the United States of America? About a week later, he wrote back and he said, you make an interesting point, Mr. Wooldridge. I never thought of that. So as you can see, the rest of the world looks up to us, but they're ready to tear us down because they want us to be in as much misery as they are. And it's apparent that this president and the last president and the president before him are all pushing for this North American Union, pushing for the AmeriDollar, pushing for the dissolution of our borders, and that everything that's sovereign and everything that has made this nation a success for 230 years is now being flushed down the toilet for an experiment.
Frosty, would you not classify this? And I asked this question of the better read people that I interview on this program.
Mm-hmm.
Would you not classify that, and we're talking about Poppy Bush, we're talking about Bill Clinton, George W., would you not classify those actions with trying to instill the globalization project, the North American Union here in America, would you not call that treason?
By the definition, it is treason.
So what were we so worried about? And I understand, and please, the listeners, don't get me wrong, because I'm not minimizing anything that of your interest, anything you've been working on. Let me use the example of 9/11. This was the excuse that they used to pass, to put in, install Homeland Security with Tom Ridge, I call him Mr. Blockhead, the Patriot Acts 1 and 2, to have the FBI constantly expanding their powers, snooping and pooping on everybody. But, folks, if we want to stop this and send a message, we can nail this current president, and if Billy sticks his head up out of the ground again, we can lob that off, too. What they've done to this country because of this globalization process is...
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you're mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com. Or call 702-953-0267.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Attention, attention everyone, a brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine, Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
During the break, and folks, I know commercial time on a network is not necessarily something that's really pleasurable, but that's how we pay the bills around here. But it gives the host opportunity to converse with their staff here. And my webmaster asked me, and we both had the same thought. We picked up on each other's sentences and finished them out. Frosty, you used to do radio before. And you've done a lot of radio interviews. We're revamping the schedule here. And I usually run programming on this network Monday through Friday with a particular host, whether it be 1 hour, 2 hours, whatever the case may be.
Yes.
But we've got a couple of weekly openings here at around 7 o'clock Central Time. Would you be available to do a program on this network?
Yes, I would.
Because I'll tell you what, I'm just sitting here, and actually during the past two breaks, I was talking to Danny Romero, and I looked at him and I said, all I needed was the bumper music, ask a simple question, and I said, this guy was off and running. He's got more life experience. He's an outstanding writer. He knows exactly what's going on, and Danny looked at me and he said, why don't you ask him if he'd like to do a couple of days during the week?
Yeah, let's please do discuss that. Yes.
Because you know here's you know and I'm looking at all of what you've done and I know how busy your schedule is, but I also am aware as you are, sir, how much in trouble this country really is, and I've put everything else, all my other life ambitions and plans and everything else, I put that all on hold to do this network, and it's probably the most important thing I've ever done with my life or I could do with my life. And the time is very, very close, and we need all the brain power out there we can bring to bear. And we need to talk about that.
Absolutely, and let me really bring this home to all American citizens and everyone listening out there across radio land. We are in the greatest crisis for the survival of this country since the Civil War. Katrina will be a blip in history. Certainly 9/11 will be even less of a blip. And everything else that's happened to this country will be nothing compared to the... And I just wrote a piece, a two-part series called The Coming Breakup of America, Civil War II. And it's a book by Thomas Chittum. And he's a Vietnam War vet. He's the same age as I am. And he wrote this. And you can go to... It'll be on freedomsphoenix.com. And you'll see it right there. Freedom is FreedomsPhoenix. Ernest Hancock is the head honcho of that. That's on there today. It just went on today. And it shows you point by point, step by step, how this country is being dismantled. And as I've said, we need every American citizen. We need the Martin Luther Kings. We need the Susan B. Anthonys. We need the new Thomas Jeffersons. We need the Jim Gilchrist, the Chris Simcoxes. We need the Jim Sensenbrenners. We need the J.D. Hayworths. We need the Ron Pauls. We need every man and woman who will stand up across this nation. I don't care if you're Republican, Democrat, Libertarian, or otherwise. You better stand up soon, because once this thing goes past fail-safe point, there's nothing we can do about it. It will simply consume our country.
Well, and this is what the globalists need. They absolutely have to run this country right into the gutter, because it's been a shining example of what freedom and liberty and opportunity, living life as God would intend us to live life. That's what America was. And here's the point. Can be again. This is what we're talking about here, sure, is still fixable. We're not past that, as you said, that fail-safe point.
That's correct. My father was a U.S. Marine, and he said, son, you got to stand up and speak out, and when you do, you speak out for your family and your country. And he said, do not do that. He said, you failed the very essence of what I've taught you as your son, as your father. And I take my dad very seriously. He served this country for 27 years.
Hold on, Frosty. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.